6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Sorry, but this information mailbox has not been initialized. Please call again. Thank you. Goodbye.
And obviously, I don't have to tell you that that time is incorrect. Oh boy, that is not the correct time anywhere in the world. The correct time is actually 1930 UTC, the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Once again, Dubious Goals Committee. Now, some of our sharp-eared listeners have probably noticed that it doesn't sound like I'm walking around outside. Yeah, that's because I'm not. Your local hero, your local reluctant anti-hero, our little Tobster, your host and chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, is actually not outside right now. I am not outdoors. Why am I not outdoors? Doing things like looking for golf balls. Well, because it's cold outside. And not only is it cold, it rained, but it didn't rain. We're going to get into that in a minute. Because I got to drink some of this tea first. I'm drinking Ginger May on this lovely cold morning. Last night it started to rain and it got really windy and I started getting really excited thinking, yeah, all right, we'll get a lot of rain. We can go out and we can look for mushrooms. And then when I woke up this morning, it was cold. It was very cold. Maybe I shouldn't have left my windows open. Yeah, maybe. But when I went upstairs this morning to make tea and make breakfast, I looked outside and there was a very slight layer of snow in some places on my deck and in my backyard. Slushy white snow. And that was a couple of hours ago and I don't see any more snow, but it's still cold. It's like two degrees Celsius. Just above freezing in Fahrenheit. It's very wet. It's very damp outside. So we're not looking for golf balls today. And not really because it's too cold for me. I'm perfectly willing to go out. But I'm pretty sure that there was nobody golfing this morning. I'm pretty confident that there was nobody out there on that schlock golf course doing any golfing this morning. So we don't have to go look for golf balls because I doubt that there are any. However, I do have some golf ball related business that we need to get to, which requires us to leave this room. And the thing that we need to do is we need to test a couple of more golf balls for fluorescence. One of the balls is a yellow Pinnacle practice ball. It may or may not be fluorescent, I don't know. But the one that really counts, the one that's important, the one that we really need to check out is the orange ball we found a couple days ago, the orange Nitro number 2, the one that actually looks like an orange or a tangerine because of the color and this one little faded spot on it. So now we just need to go up to the bathroom where I have already set up an ultraviolet light. I'm going to put these balls in my pocket. And if you're curious about golf ball fluorescence, I recommend that you listen to last week's show, last Sunday's show. At this time last week, We tested all the other golf balls too. So, okay, let's turn the magic light on here. Is it on? No. Is it on? There we go. And we'll turn off the regular light. We're up in the bathroom because this is my only completely interior room. It has no windows, and therefore it is dark. So, I'm pulling the yellow golf ball out of my pocket. And yes, it does fluoresce. And now for the big test, the orange ball. Ba-bam! Oh, how lovely. How surprising. It does fluoresce. I was kind of thinking it wouldn't. It's a nice, lovely, fluorescent orange, just as you might expect. Okay, excellent. Turn the light back on. Grab the golf ball. Turn off the ultraviolet light. There we go. All right, we can head back downstairs now. Dun 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 dun, cause I got all kinds of other exciting things to tell you. Alright. I love this golf ball. It's a little rough. It might have been bounced on some concrete or something at one point in time. I'd like to find a couple more of these that are in better shape, but that's cool anyway. Alright, what are we doing? Actually, I'm not sure because I was thinking
Bass drop, baby.
Yeah, bass drop baby. Thank you for the bass drop baby. Everybody loves bass drop baby. Anyway, I'm already thinking about making soup for lunch. It's a nice cold day. It's nice and cold, and I can make some soup, and maybe I'll have an egg roll. Maybe I will even have a little bow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or I could have a bass drop. Yes, we all know that. But that's not the important thing we need to discuss. The thing that we need to discuss is the fact that I have built, yes, another guitar. Yeah, I know. I have built another guitar. And once again, I have used a completely different building process, all different techniques, all kinds of weird stuff. And I made it a Guanyin-themed guitar. Yes, Guanyin, the Iron Goddess of Mercy. She is represented on this guitar by a piece of Joss paper. Actually, it's not even a Joss paper. It's the label for a package of Joss paper that I laminated onto this box, and then I threw a bunch of leftover parts on. And this guitar is very interesting. I finished this up last night. I strung it last night. I set the intonation, and boy, it got really cold last night, so I'm wondering if this thing is still in tune at all. And actually, yeah, it actually is kind of in tune. And here's the crazy thing about this thing. Because I had to scrounge for parts, I had to scrounge some strings, because I'm out of guitar strings, right? But, I've got a bunch of loose strings left over, and I thought, okay, what do I at least have? You know, I'm finishing this up last night at about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock, whenever. It's way too late to go to any store to buy any guitar strings. So I decided to make do with what I had. And boy, oh boy, did I have to make do with some weird stuff. And first of all the strings are not quite the right size. They're all the wrong gauge, but just barely off. Not that that really matters, but that does, you know, set some tonal issues. Okay, second of all three strings are completely different formulations. They're all from different packs. They're all have a different story. This lowest string, the low G string, is a phosphor bronze string. The middle string, the D string, is an ancient. And when I say ancient, I mean this string is potentially older than I am. This is a very old, old new stock or new old stock string that is bronze wound and is a different color. You know, the phosphor bronze is yellow like gold, and then this string is like coppery or black Hills gold. And then the high string, the high G string, oh man. The high G string here is making me nervous because it's considerably thinner than it really should be. I had to use, what did I use? Like a 0.017 string for this when I'm usually using something like, 22. So I was like, geez, cool. So all three strings are the wrong string. All three strings are different formulations. And it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy. And it also sounds very hot. This particular guitar is very hot, meaning that the signal that comes out of it is stronger than the other two guitars that I have built with the exact same parts, same pickup, same bridge, same scale, same everything. Now, the other two guitars, Zhao Jun and the Spirit of Cuba, you might be thinking, oh, maybe it's the action tobe. Well, it's not, though. The Spirit of Cuba is my highest action guitar. Zhao Jun is the lowest action guitar. And this new one, the Guanyin, the action is between the others, but it is much, much hotter. And this gets to be super apparent once we kick in like the overdrive and stuff. And it gets nasty. And this thing howls. It's a demon. It sings. It's gnarly as hell. And I don't know if it's because it's hot or if it's because, and I'm starting to think that this is the case, if it's because of the string formulation. That high string. That high string is extra thin, and it's a tin-plated steel string. Yeah, tin-plated steel. And you'll notice that that high string seems a little bit hotter than the others. Yeah, and so because this one's hotter and weirder, listen, it's still going. It's got more sustain. You can still hear the noise. Noise gate hasn't even turned off yet. It's still going. Still going. There, cut off. And listen to how it's weird. It sounds so weird. It's crispy, it's bright, it's strange. Let's play it. Hey, where's my guitar slide? Okay, find the guitar slide, Tobe. Oh, I put it in my other pocket. Okay, whatever. Thank you.
All right, now being as this thing is so hot, listen to that thing twang, it grinds, and it, you get up into that second octave. Just noticing that I might have to adjust the intonation here just a little bit. I thought I had it pretty good last night, but yeah, with the big weather change and the windows open, this guitar needs to settle in a little bit. I need to make a few adjustments. The other thing I need to do is to make a completely different effects patch for it, because that is way too much for this guitar. Yeah, that drive isn't right. Now, to give you a good example of how do these things, well, you know, I was going to, well, maybe we'll do that later. We'll do that later. The other funny thing about this guitar is when I made the neck, I made the underside back edge of the neck a little bit more radiused than I would normally do. Because since that's the slide, since that's the support area for my hand, I thought I'm going to radius this down a little bit more, make it a little bit smoother. And that's great up until I have to go down below first position. Then my finger starts to hit the nut. And that's the other thing. I'm going to start doing nuts a little bit differently. I'm not going to cut any more slots. I'm not going to put any more stupid fiberglass circuit board into the... No more nut slots. Mix here.
See, that doesn't work for me. That,
there's something about this thing I haven't figured out.
Actually, I think I know what it is. This occurred to me shortly before falling asleep last night. I'm having some problems with the intonation on this guitar, and I think it's because the highest string is such light gauge that when I'm on it, I'm deflecting it enough that I'm changing the pitch of the note enough that it's off. And it's off far enough that even I can hear it, and it annoys me, and I don't like it. And I have to learn to compensate for that. And how do you compensate for that? Well, yeah, you could use less pressure on it, but come on, that's not going to happen. Or you could just change the damn strings, or you could tune the string down a little bit, but then it sounds bad when you're playing an open note, but regardless, I don't know how long the crazy string combination is going to last on this guitar. You know, I'll leave them on until I can afford to buy some extra strings, but, and actually I don't need to, I'll just ask the emeritus because I know he has just tons of guitar strings. So anyway, the good news is that West Ham has finally scored with 8 minutes left in the game.
Gets there at the far post. I think he jumps above Sissoko, who doesn't actually get off the ground. He wants it more than his opposite man.
Cool. Guides it into the very corner. Nice header. This game started off and it was just absolutely crazy town. It was 3-0 Tottenham in the first 15 minutes, and then nothing happened until just now. So, okay, that's good news. Oh, and speaking of good news, guess what we're going to do right now? That's right. And this is especially for all of my listeners that are living in or near Adelaide, Australia. Let's go to the Crunch.
How dare you speak to me of the Crunch? You know nothing of the Crunch. You've never even been to the Crunch.
Been there once.
Oh, little day trip round the Crunch. We can all go as tourists. Oh, that's a bit of Crunch.
Shut it.
Banana.
Oh, you want some banana? Here's some melt banana with Green-Eyed Devil. Devil by Melt Banana. Great stuff. You gotta love Melt Banana. If for only the reason that you never see them leaving a greasy mess on anything, especially like refrigerators and stuff that's supposed to be shiny.
Boy,
are you gonna get it now?
Are you gonna get it now?
Digital
what?
Media.
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Oh my God.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
Uh-oh, and we hear the door open. 1981 mom is gonna enter and give her judgment on shininess.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Just staying greasy in 1981, mom. Greasy. So greasy. Could there be anything more greasy than Kirk Cameron? You know, I really can't help but feel like the more significant question here is, you got Kirk Cameron Vietnam? Of course you don't got Kirk Cameron Vietnam, that little greasy 1981.
Okay. Honestly, I can't tell you.
This gets weird.
It's just one of them special moments in football where, you know, it just seemed like it meant to be. Obviously, not the start we wanted. 3 goals down in 15 minutes. It's not what we've been about recently, but still felt like, you know, we were playing good football and we were creating chances. It didn't feel like a 3-0 game. For some reason, they dropped off us in the second
half. Okay, what has happened in the meantime while we were screwing around and being idiots? West Ham came back to draw the game. That's right. They were down by 3 in the first 15 minutes of the game. 3-0. That's a write-off. You just go home at that point. That's criminal. What's coming up next? Okay, yeah, I got Leicester and Aston Villa coming up next. But anyway, what you need to know is West Ham came back. They scored 3 goals in the last 8 minutes of the game to tie the game 3-3. And I was going to make all kinds of complaints about West Ham. What's happened to West Ham? You know, they're falling apart. Oh, blah, blah, blah. But no, they came back. Okay. So, yeah. All right. Now I got to get ready for my Leicester game. I love Leicester City so much. Maybe I'll start making some soup now, so I can eat it during the game. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make some soup. And what are you going to do? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to stay tuned, because coming up next, we're going to hear DJ T-Show spinning tunes live from Bulgaria. It'll be great. So that's going to come up next, right after the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I don't have a Japanese bear dad, but I gotta go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.